This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
20 minutes away from getting back into the big story of the day, kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Braves with a power surge last night in Sacramento against the Athletics. Trying to take the series tonight. We'll let you hear from Kristaps Porzingis. He was on the show yesterday right off the top, so kind of an unusual time for an interview on our show, but it was really fun talking to him. So we'll let you hear what he had to say coming up at 1:20. Get to an AMA in an hour from right now on the back page, just a couple of minutes away as well.
Because my ear headphones keep going out. I can't tell if I'm on or not. Because this is my backup.
Oh, yeah, your backup headphones?
Yeah, and I was like, I just ordered this whole bunch more of them $2 head earbuds because we won't be here for a while, so it don't matter. Just for the rest of the
oh,
day.
Yeah, you're going to we'll have the headset with the microphone attached to it.
Yeah, so we won't be here
like
for
a pilot.
Yeah, we won't be here for a damn week, so I'm good on that. So I just ordered a whole bunch of from Amazon. But shout out to all of the husbands who have gone through what I've been going through because it's been prime, whatever, that have had to look out their door and see just packages upon packages. Do you know this woman tried to sneak around and, like, pick them up?
I'm not surprised.
Dude, I was like, hold on. Because it says, like, I'm about to go to the gym. I'm like, okay, baby. And then so I'm going to the front door, and I see out the window her running down that sidewalk in front of our house. Like, where the hell are you going? There's, like, 7 packages sitting outside my damn door. Mm. So shout out to everybody, all the fellas whose wives are trying to sneak these packages past you. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, Ring's been going off all day today, Andy.
They got a lot of nerve calling it Prime Day.
Yeah, Ring's been going off all day
prime,
today, Andy.
Prime Day.
Yes,
it goes on for 3 days.
I know. I didn't know we need new sheets.
We don't. You don't.
I know. I don't need new sheets, but according to her, we need new sheets. All right. So So shout out to all those fellas. Now it was 2 of them that were mine. And usually when we do stuff like how
you took advantage of Prime Day as well?
No, I got them before.
Oh,
because usually whenever we do like an event, like we go out to East Lake or something like that. Now we're going to All-Star Game. I get special shirts for them and stuff like that. So order some shirts for some baseball shirts for All-Star Game and everything like that. But that was it.
Oh yeah, I ordered a Brave shirt a couple weeks ago. Yeah. I need to check the packet, the tracking on that.
But it's crazy because
it's that Braves All-Star one that has like a spaceship and it says Outcast on it,
dude. I got it's so many, but
that should have been there. Make by
sure
now.
You do. I gotta talk about. Make sure that you change because I have I did the mistake of not changing the address on it because when we were gone, I was sending stuff from Amazon to Mama's house because she had the boys. Dude, I got like 5 new shirts and stuff down that got sent to Mama's house from Amazon.
Really?
Yes. Like Mama, like your stuff here. Like, hold on, what you mean? Forgot to change the address back.
I need, good reminder. I need to look at it.
Yeah, man.
But I ordered that like 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, shout out to all shout out to all the Amazon that are listening to
us.
No doubt. You're the ones that are doing the real work. Yeah, you're the one that's doing the real work.
You know who hates Prime Day?
Yeah.
Those guys.
Yeah, but shout out to y'all. But yeah, I saw her while she was going down I was like, where's she going? She's going to go to the gym. Trying to get the package before I see him. Like, for real, like, that's what we're doing.
The other thing, too, is like, all right, maybe you can get the package before you see it, but the evidence is there.
Yes.
You're just going to fill up the recycle bin with all the boxes.
And that's like, the thing about
it. Everyone's going to see it.
No.
You're not taking it elsewhere, off-site.
Yes, she is.
Oh, she is.
Yes,
oh,
she is.
Okay.
She puts the boxes in the back of her car and then takes it to work and dumps them in the dumpster.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see what we needed also. I have no idea what we needed. Doesn't seem like we need anything. But then you find out, oh, I guess we did need some new pillows.
Don't fall for that.
No, of course we didn't need it.
Yeah.
We didn't need anything.
We don't need anything.
The last thing we need to do is be ordering stuff online right now. We're good. Put the phone down, all right? Well, while you're at it, check the spreadsheet, okay? You got that on your phone.
Because when we first found out about the spreadsheet, it was more her than you.
Yes.
Now it's more you than her.
It's the biggest mistake she's ever made. The biggest mistake she ever made was empowering me to access to the spreadsheet. Because I'm a total, I don't want to use that word, I'm a real hard ass about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, okay, let's do it then.
I remember the spreadsheet.
What's the point of all this keeping track if we're not going to abide by the spreadsheet?
Right.
Like, what are we, you know? The funniest thing that ever happened with the spreadsheet was we were leaving a concert years ago, and she wanted to walk from where we were to someplace else in Midtown so we could get a cheaper Uber.
Right.
And I was like, look, man, like, you know, the Uber was going to cost whatever. It's going to cost that much. Like, I don't really feel like it's like 1 o'clock in the morning. Let's just get in the Uber so we can go home. I was like, it's like $5 difference. She was like, you need to familiarize yourself with the spreadsheet. She drunkenly said to me.
No, she did not say that.
She did, yeah. Real sassy attitude when she has a few cocktails at a concert. I was like, all right.
So, you need to
So that year for Christmas, after I did familiarize myself with the spreadsheet to a point that she does not like anymore, I got her one of those little signs, you know, that people get. They put up, like, in stuff that says, like, eat, pray, love, or whatever, stupid stuff like that. I got her one that said, familiarize yourself with the spreadsheet. And it's hanging in our kitchen to this day.
Did she say, oh?
She laughed.
Okay.
It's a pretty funny story. What are you going to do? She realizes the comedy of what she was doing at the time.
Familiarize yourself with the spreadsheet.
But yeah, you know, go ahead and do that. And then don't buy stuff on Prime Day. But it's cheaper. Cheaper than what? It's not cheaper than nothing. We didn't need it. If you spend a dollar, it's not cheaper. All right, let's get to the back page with Bo.
It's cheaper on Prime Day. It actually isn't that much.
But also, if you don't buy it, then that's cheaper.
There you go.
Brought to you by Salomon Brothers Jewelry. Go to one of their three locations or shop online at SalomonBrothers.com or on Instagram at Salomon Brothers. Hello, Bo.
Is it actually cheaper, or do they just con you with that free shipping that they say they're going to give you?
That is mainly what it is.
Well, the other thing that they never looked into, but they could do, is they just put a price, put a line through it, and then put a new price that's lower next to it. And you're like, oh, great.
It's always been that price, though.
Yeah.
Who knows? You've always offered free shipping. Stop trying to con us.
They've conned us.
They've conned us.
They're doing fine. Bezos is worth $10 zillion.
Just sold, like what did they say, like $680 million in stock?
Did he really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Speaking of conning people, so we work in a shared building. We occupy like 1.5 floors of Colony Square Building 400.
Mm-hmm.
We work with hundreds of people. I try to be as etiquettely nice as possible. I always say hi to people on and off the elevator, regardless if they speak to me or not.
Yep.
I tell them have a good day when they're getting off.
You are a very friendly office mate.
I don't say hi to nobody unless they say hi first.
Oh.
When I'm up here on this floor?
You should see what I say to you behind your back after you don't say hi back to me, though.
Well, that's fine.
So,
I always say hi to you. So what are you talking about?
No, you do. Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No, I'm just talking about random people.
So you've been talking trash about Randy?
I was like, damn, I always say hello.
No, Randy always says hi.
Or not behind their backs on the radio, because I think that's what you're about to do to this person.
So, look, we share the 9th floor with another company.
Mm-hmm.
We call them across the hall. They're actually kind of down the hallway and across.
Yeah,
but we have shared.
Dukes and Bell make fun of these guys all
we have
the time.
Because they're easy to make fun of.
Because they brush their teeth in the sink.
Yeah,
because
they do that.
But
I
make fun of them every once in a while. I didn't realize how often Dukes and Bell are
really?
Just right. crushing these guys. Like every day.
Well, Abe thinks it's a front.
Oh, to like their drug dealers or something?
I don't know what it is. Because I remember before the pandemic, it was like, hey, we're nicer over there.
Yeah.
Afterwards, it was like, these folks, they probably.
And you don't need, we're like the only floor that you don't need a key card to get on because of them. But then you go up to their door and you got to hit like a 6-digit code to get in there.
Oh, yeah. You couldn't get in there if you absolutely needed to. You couldn't get in there.
So speaking of Amazon Prime, I was passing a guy in the restroom, and he had a Stormtrooper shirt on that you can get from Amazon, I'm sure. I like Star Wars, and I like T-shirts. So on the way out the restroom, I'm like, nice shirt. Tori, he could hear me. The dude barely even made eye contact, walked right on by me, didn't even say a word.
Yeah,
yeah, that's – like, come I'm on, man. You.
They're that's not very neighborly.
It's not. They're a socially awkward bunch.
They are. There's all
no,
of
there's
them.
There's no question
they
about
are,
that.
And I'm always stuck with one of them in the bathroom. One of them. Every single time I go, one of them's in there, and you're like, okay. Now, there's one dude, he's really cool. In the wintertime, he always has a corduroy jacket on. Corduroy brown jacket. He's nice. He's okay. A cool dude. He's a good dude. The rest of them, very awkward. Now, the most awkward people are the ones that come through this door right here. This the door right in front of our door.
You mean Mike Conti?
No. The door when we go out our, when we go out of our studio.
Oh, what's on the other side of that door?
That stairwell right there. Yeah. That one, I know this. This is always the same brother. This dude last week. Okay, they have to renew their auto insurance, so they're going to get dropped.
Okay,
all right, because he is a speakerphone walking in the bathroom.
Oh
guy.
My goodness, that's the guy in there watching TV. Man, that guy.
And I heard his wife or lady on the phone. You need to hurry up and pay this insurance before they drop us.
Oh no.
Yes.
Get it together,
yes.
Man.
Yes.
Can't be driving around with no insurance. Not in Atlanta.
Yes.
That sounds like that might have been brush your teeth and leave your stuff in the sink guy too.
There's one guy that walks only on his tippy toes and real fast, but like keeps his eyes to the ground, like looks down but walks fast and only on his tippy toes. Real weird. I don't know. It's a weird group over there.
Yes, it is.
I thought about you last night because Jack got some new pajamas and they're Star Wars pajamas.
Nice.
I was like, I bet Bo think those are cool.
And he picked those out himself?
No, I don't think so. But next time he wears them, I'll get his photo for you.
That's glorious. Yeah.
Jedi or Yoda?
No, it just says Star Wars, and then God, that's a good question. What are the pictures that are on there? I'm not sure. It's like, you know, that print where like it'll just be the same thing over and over again, all over, like little. I think it just says Star Wars a lot on it.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Might have to get me some of those myself.
They're shorts. Short sleeve because it's hot out.
Don't do that.
Speaking of bathroom etiquette, what?
Don't do that.
Want to get pajamas?
Yeah, get
some Star Wars pajamas. It's all good. Do it.
I have several, actually.
So you already have
just
some.
Bottoms. I don't really wear them a whole lot. They're kind of hot.
So you're like the anti-Winnie the Pooh.
Head bottoms, just bottoms.
Just bottoms.
Can we go to the next story, please?
Speaking of bottoms, y'all help me out with something real quick.
This could go a lot of ways.
I might be showing a little bit of naivety here about this following subject, but I don't think that I am.
Okay.
So BBL, right, stands for Brazilian butt lift, does it not?
That is correct.
I believe that's true. That is a great transition, speaking of bottoms.
That is true.
Well done.
When I hear Brazilian butt lift, I'm thinking that it's like a form of plastic surgery. Where you actually go in there and you lift it up or maybe put an implant in there?
I thought that's what it was.
All right, so check this out. And then you can explain to me what it is, Randy, right. If you know. Because did y'all know that Stephon Diggs and Cardi B broke up?
No, they did not.
They did.
No.
You know why?
No, they did not. No, they did not.
What do you mean?
This is something that went back. We talked early in this show today.
Well, we're not on the air, though.
What happened?
Oh, yes. Okay, we did talk about credibility versus clickability.
Yes. This is clickability.
You're trying to tell me that Stephon Diggs did not say this?
What did he say?
There's no audio of him saying it.
What did he say?
Or video of him saying it.
Yeah, what did he say?
But I'll check different sites.
And this is some slanderous.
It is.
This
man.
Is slanderous. So this is very, very bad.
By the way, Cardi B lives in Atlanta, so just be careful. She might be listening.
I'm just saying what he said.
This is very, very bad.
But
that's why I said.
He might not have said this.
This is why I said, you did not. There's no way that this man said this about this woman, okay?
I hope that he didn't, because it's very mean.
It is mean.
It's very, very mean.
And gross.
And nasty.
But I'm just trying to figure out how this is possible.
But that's what I'm saying. Okay.
Let's separate it from her.
Right. This is the thing. Okay, because I saw the story. I was like, what?
Or how about this, without saying that Stephon Diggs, is it possible for a BBL to smell like a trash bag in July?
Okay.
Right.
Now.
This has nothing to do with them.
No.
This is a whole different conversation. Right.
So,
well done.
What you said there, I Googled it. All right, I did.
What did you Google?
I Googled Googled do they and why. All right, and then his doctor comes up and he has a YouTube thing and he's explaining, because obviously this just happened, so he's explaining why it happened. And
so he's a BBL doctor.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, he puts them in.
So they are implants.
No,
it's a cosmetic surgery.
It's a cosmetic surgery. So it's like
Fat transfer.
Fat transfer, yes, fat transfer.
Okay.
And what he was saying was because your body produces a certain amount of something, whatever, is when you put those in there, your body can't kind of generate enough of whatever it needs to have. And then sometimes.
So it gets BO.
Yeah. And then sometimes. Oh. What else he said?
A little BBL BO.
And sometimes he said an infection when you first get it or something like that.
You got to really want to have a big ass.
That's what he said. That's
in
what,
order
it's,
to go
it's
through
something
all
similar
that.
Like that. But there's no way that that man said that about that woman. All right. Because.
Said what?
Because.
Yeah, what do you mean? Said what?
Because of where Bo's about to go. Because the thing about it is, like.
Come on. We're here already. Come on.
Like. It didn't stink the first time?
I don't know.
You know what I mean? You just put up with...
Because they've been together for a while.
They've been together for a little minute.
Yeah.
So...
Like, Randy, the first time, you might put up with a couple things.
But that, no, you know, wait, you got the, No. I mean, no, you don't. No, you don't. Because that...
Is it kind of like dating somebody that smells? You can tolerate it for a minute, and then, but you know, that's just that ends up being the final straw at some point.
No, you remember long. You remember a long time ago. You remember a long time ago when I came up with that phrase, smelling active.
Yeah, great phrase.
And when I was talking about old girl smelling active, and she sat down and they got that sit down whiff.
Yeah, but that's a whole puff of air.
Yeah, that sit down whiff.
Yeah,
that's what that is.
You're a little ripe.
Hey, okay. No. That's beyond ripe, Bo.
It's rotten.
That's rotten. You need to get some get some Clorox drainer on yourself.
You know
Febreze.
What do you do? Deodorant for that?
What happens when a Brazilian butt lift stops being lifted? Do you get it out?
I don't know, dude. I don't.
Because gravity is undefeated.
Again, dude. I hate talking about like this because I was single way before I met my wife. Wait. And so it was a thing in Miami that there was. I lived in Miami, so you just saw hard wagons.
Yeah, like, you just go outside and see them.
You see hard wagons everywhere, so you just wonder how they got there. You know, because like, you're not built like that.
Right, that's not yours.
You know what I'm saying? Like if you fall back.
I mean, it's yours now, but.
Hey, if you fall down. You
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game. It's right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Fall back, you're bouncing like a pogo stick. This is how it
does. We'll come back and get to the most important story. I mean, that was the most important story of the year.
I do feel educated now that I know.
Yeah. I think we all learned
it's
a lot.
It's not a saline or plastic implant. It's actual flesh.
It's your stuff. It just got moved around. It's just like rearranging the furniture in your house, basically. The second biggest story of the day coming up next, because that was the biggest. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.